From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. In a telephone discussion with her campaign donors, Hillary Clinton has blamed FBI Director James Comey for her defeat in the U.S. presidential election, saying his reopening of a probe into her use of a private email server broke the momentum of her campaign. Every national opinion poll showed Democrat Clinton leading Republican challenger Donald Trump in the weeks leading up to Tuesday's elections, but he scored surprising wins across the country when vote counting began. President-elect Trump continues to put his White House transition team together. Kellyanne Conway, who was an advisor to the Trump campaign for president, is now part of that team. She's optimistic about making progress despite the protests that have occurred across the United States.
All of these meetings, frankly, all these phone calls are going incredibly productive, including the meeting with President Obama, the First Lady Michelle Obama. I spoke with Mrs. Trump about that meeting. I spoke with Governor Pence about his meeting with Vice President Biden. Everybody's very happy and very confident that notwithstanding the protests, that we will have a peaceful transformation as democracies do.
Protests against Trump's victory of Hillary Clinton continued this Sunday throughout the U.S. The British and French foreign ministers will not participate in special talks with their European Union counterparts to discuss how to deal with the U.S. president-elect. An Israeli prime minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, called Sunday for ministers to refrain from comment on Donald Trump's presidency after right-wing politicians said his election win put an end to a two-state solution with the Palestinians. Netanyahu has been cautious in his comments since Trump's stunning U.S. presidential victory on November 8th. This is VOA News. A powerful 7.4 earthquake has hit New Zealand about 90 kilometers from the city of Christchurch, the biggest city on New Zealand's South Island. It was felt over 200 kilometers away in capital Wellington. The U.S. Pacific Tsunami Warning Center said there was no tsunami threat from Monday's quake. There were no immediate reports of casualties or damage. A 6.3 quake in Christchurch in 2011 killed 185 people and caused widespread damage. The United States has agreed to take in refugees from Australia who are being held in the Papua New Guinea and Nauru after failing to reach Australia by boat. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull spoke about the agreement.
The agreement is with the United States. It is a one-off agreement. It will not be repeated. It is only available to those currently in the regional processing centres. It will not be available to any persons who seek to reach Australia in the future.
And again, asylum seekers who try to reach Australia by boat are sent to detention centres on the two Pacific islands and are permanently banned from resettling in Australia, even if they are found to be true refugees. Human rights groups have been highly critical of the living conditions on the islands. The Bataclan Concert Hall in Paris reopened Saturday night. This is nearly a year after 130 people were killed and nearly 500 wounded in the city in a coordinated attack by Islamic State militants. The Islamic State did claim responsibility for the November 13, 2015 attacks on eight sites, including the concert hall. It was the worst extremist violence ever to hit France. Colombia's government and its largest rebel group signed a new modified peace accord in Havana following the surprise rejection of an earlier deal by voters in a referendum. President Juan Manuel Santos and the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia inked an initial peace deal on September 26th amid international fanfare after more than 4 years of negotiations and more than 50 years of war. But voters rejected it on October 2nd by just 55,000 votes, dealing a stunning setback to Santos, who won the Nobel Peace Prize for his efforts to end Colombia's conflict. South Korean prosecutors are likely to question President Park Geun-hye this week concerning a corruption scandal that has crippled her administration and sparked massive rallies calling for her resignation. An official in Seoul's prosecutor's office said they need to question the president Tuesday or Wednesday at the latest. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.